Welcome to Comedians Interviewing Musicians by Music Firsthand. You're listening to Season 15, Episode 205, recorded on May 31st, 2022, live from Austin, Texas, with hosts Becky Jo Neal and Kim Stacey. Our musical guest is Neutral on Paul. Thank you for supporting local live music. Remember to give the podcast a 5-star rating. Every rating helps these artists get discovered by new fans. And now, brought to you by Music Firsthand, here's Comedians Interviewing Musicians.
Hello, and welcome to episode 205 of Comedians Interviewing Musicians. I love that right when Chris said our mics are hot, Kim goes, ha, just a little hoo-hoo, a little pepper. My name is Becky Jo Neal. I'm your host along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Kim Stacey. Say hi, Kim.
Ooh, we're reunited. We haven't done a show together for a minute.
I know it's true. Everybody, please welcome Kim Stacey back to the pod.
Yay. Well, I did one alone without you, and it was weird.
I know. It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right. It feels dirty.
I mean, miss podcast if you're nasty. And I immediately canceled myself today. I already said earlier in the pre-production that I am this close to being a therapy study and why you should have taken that nap earlier today. But we are joined by the incredibly talented, and this is a repeat offender of the show. We are joined by Tom Lamb of Neutral on Paul. Round of applause. Thank you so much, Tom, for coming back. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no, I had fun last time. I had a really good time.
We had the time.
And it was just you and Becky Jo.
Yeah, so it's going to be a whole new world.
It's a whole new world now.
Kim's going to start singing now, "You Did This." She's going to go full. She's already wearing rainbow suspenders and covered and surrounded by stuffed animals. Do not give Kim the all go ahead to go full Disney adult, because it will happen. She'll come back after your first song in like an Elsa uniform.
No, it's Encanto week.
Oh.
And we say Encanto because we're downtown.
It's really good.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll shut up.
No, are you kidding? I'm at camp with all these kids who've seen it 300 times and are like, "Well, Bruno," and it's like, okay, we get it.
So yeah, some kids like,
there's no spoilers.
Some 7-year-olds like, actually, it's about burying generational trauma, Miss Kim.
I asked the question like opening, it was like, what, let's say our names. And then if you had a superpower, what would it be? And I did that like all through the day. And then my last class, these little kids, this one kid, Dominic, if you're listening, you need to just calm it down just a few notches. Yeah. But he was like, we already did that for our check-in. It was, what is your gift? And I was like, okay, well, I'm doing superpowers. And he's like, it's the same. And I was like, it could be different, Dominic. And you can give a different answer. Because I wasn't there last time. Chill out.
So basically the update is that Kim and Dominic are in a fight.
Yeah.
And
Kim and a 7-year-old, we are not meshing right now.
No.
Dude, your live journal is going to be rad.
Either that or Kim's going to get a call from DCFS. So like, ma'am, you cannot... You cannot be calling little kids.
Yeah.
Stupid little Brunos. No.
Little Dominic, he's your nemesis. You can't. Seven.
Okay. Wait.
Ross Tom, agrees.
Wait, Tom, have you ever had a nemesis like as a child?
Fuck yeah.
Who was your nemesis as a child? We can name names. We're adults now.
All right. And what's wild, I haven't talked to this dude in years, and I think he's actually a pediatrician in Austin.
Oh, God. Guard your kids.
No, he's not my kid's pediatrician, but I'm not going to say his name. But, like, we were oil and water for 20 years. That's an exaggeration. 15 years. Like,
that's an exaggeration. 4 months.
Yeah. Same neighborhood. Like, we played the same pickup basketball games, and, like... It was like there was a lot of pickup basketball games happening between he and I, where like I'd see him in the neighborhood and I'd just be like, "Fuck this motherfucker," you know what I mean? Like I'd place, but he was a dick to me. Like we were not made for each other.
Mm.
And now that's he's dealing with children, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Is someone who's capable of a nemesis also being in charge of children is like why I just generally don't trust adults.
Right. It makes me like, if people like this guy and he's a pediatrician, am I the trash person in the nemesis situation? Is it me?
We can't open that portal tonight because then I'm going to be doing that all night with myself. Is it me? It is.
We are not gaslighting ourselves. Not on today. And in a completely rogue and wildly off topic segue, I did forget to mention this at the top of the show, but obviously this is Tom's second time being on the show, and it is pretty obvious that the state of our country is in a good old amount of disarray at the moment. And Tom has asked that in lieu of any Venmo or PayPal donations today in the show, that you would donate. We have two running tickers. I think Chris put both, and we put two Uvalde school district, and particularly the Robb Elementary School fundraisers down below. If you feel so inclined to please donate a little bit of money to the victims and surviving family members of those involved in that horrific shooting last week, please, please, please. Even if you can't, just share this link so that other people can know where that is. Here at Music for Sam, we tend not to get political, but Kim and I are pretty sad individuals who like to drunkenly tweet things sometimes, and we get real mad here. And I would really appreciate it if you would help support Tom's incredible request here to, in lieu of all tips to neutral and Paul, please put your money where your vote is and donate to these fundraising campaigns so that these families might have a little bit of financial solace in these dark ass times. Please peruse those websites. Also, vote. Yes. Chris is gonna be mad at me for spiking the. I'll just
vote.
Please vote. Please vote. Please register to vote. They're making it more difficult than ever. Just register to vote. It's coming up. Please, please, please vote. And if you're already on the internet, tell your friends to go to CIMP.live and go to our Patreon.
Nice.
There's no way to shamelessly promote after that because it's unimportant. Mm. What's important is that you please. Give your monetary attention to the fundraisers that are ticking below and in the comments. Either one are valid. I think we're going to kick off this first song, and then afterwards we're going to come back with Kim's stan mail segment. For the first time in a couple of weeks, we're actually going to get both of us live stan mail moment and then live game moment. So I'm very excited for this episode. Kimberly, it's been 4 weeks, right?
I don't know.
Time is not important.
Time is not a concept to me at all. Cause again, we just started summer camp. It's our second day. And I feel like I've been doing it for 13 years.
Yeah, time is a spherical flat thing or whatever it is. Yeah,
exactly. So who cares?
Philosophy. And that being said, we are going to have the first song from Neutral on Paul. Please, ladies and gentlemen, girls, gays, and theys, enjoy.
We're perfect interactions. Cut tape and gap attraction to the main. Fresh hands into new factions, calculated bad reactions. Some things we never should have made. Well, I drop my keys down the grate. Have I lifted up before they get washed away? Sick of satisfaction, everyone's craving some new action. Okay, let's sell the house and leave the state. Dial up some new distractions, kick off a chemical reaction in a sprain. So dumb, predictable, and gray. cross, it's not too late. It's not too late. Can't seem to get much traction. Struggling with some new contraption, I'm afraid. The here and now is so blasé. Can you love without attraction? Suckers get caught up in transactions. Lucky me. Well, I think you got the perfect face. I press my eyes to watch the shapes. Phosphenes. It's a weird title.
Yes.
That's what I got.
Oh, I just accidentally muted myself and honestly muted
myself. Every song and every song like that. It's what I got.
So that's me. You sound like a kid with a Zanga profile. Like, so that was me.
This is the first day at school. Yeah, I'm Stacy. I love chicken nuggets and I'm allergic to gluten.
This so poem me. Is called Me.
So hold on, is that's what I got? Is that not a good way to end the song?
No, I live for it. We're making fun of you because Kim and I are so wildly uncreative and musically untalented. There's no way we could write a song. So sometimes our coping mechanism with our own imposter syndrome is to make fun of things that we could never do.
Sorry, Pippa has now pushed me completely out of my seat. And for everyone who is listening to the podcast, Pippa is 9 pounds, maybe.
She's a 9-pound terrorist, and she is on a watch list.
Yes, I would like to sit. Great. Okay.
Her close personal friends include Vladimir Putin. That
she
Furby.
Would bite his nipples. Trust. Oh, because I have been playing with Pippa, and I've just had like a big shirt and just, you know, free boobing it. And she has gotten a hold of the nip, and I tell ya, close.
Goodness.
Yeah, I was
Pippa's. Pippa's secretly a breast milk consultant. Yeah, she's secretly breastfeeding consultant. Yeah, she's just like latch here, you dumb asshole. All right, Kimberly, it is time for your Stan Mail, Nancy Drew, Creepin' Catfish segment of the year, monthly biannual segment. Take it away.
Yes. If we had quote merch, I want that on a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah. Pippa, get right on it.
Right down the leg. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have like follow-up questions because I'm so sad that I missed the first time that we had you on. And I just watched the interview and you guys just had great chemistry. And I was like, I want to be a part of this. And it was just so fun. So of course I had to write down, just like a couple things where I was just like, oh, okay, well from last time, but to now, I was listening. Well, on your Instagram, you've got a picture of freshman homecoming and it's attached to your colored light. I believe that's the song.
Right on.
So good. And under it says you were dumped shortly after homecoming.
Yeah, it's a true story.
What happened?
Well, this is, you're going to love this.
I am immediately.
She was much more mature than me. Very much a late bloomer.
Was she a teacher?
No.
Kimberly.
Right.
Not like numerically, not numerically more mature, but like, you know, she was a more mature individual than I was. And okay. I don't think I was enough man for her at the time. She dumped my 14-year-old ass and like, I think she went and like dated like an 18-year-old guy and they dated for years and years and years and years and years. And what is wild? And once again, super late bloomer, like, no problem telling you that stuff. One of my best friends from high school moved in about a mile from where I live now in Dripping Springs. And so I see him all the time. And so we were, I think that picture, he saw that picture. He's like, oh, wow, I remember her. You know, I used to live across the street from her. I was like, what? It's like, yeah. And I was like, we're talking about how I got dumped for that dude who was older. And he's like, I totally saw them banging in her window multiple times. Like they were just going at it. And I wasn't there. I was just, you know, totally afraid. If you look at that picture, it's just glazed with sweat. My wife makes fun of me all the time because she's seen that picture and I don't have hover hands. I have hover fists. I would not touch her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She dropped me like a bad habit.
I'm very familiar with the hover fists, the awkward photos when I would like, you know, go to a formal dance with a guy who's like, I'm really actually into your friend, but I'm just going because you're fun.
Yep,
yeah, you're the funny one, but I also don't want you to get the wrong idea. So, and you're like, this is happening. It's skin on skin. It's skin on skin. It's happening. No, you're kissing someone else when you're on the date with me. That's cool. Yeah.
I was in love with her. It was gnarly. I was a little crushed. But all good things. But yeah, it was wild.
Well, here, I'm going to give you the second chance that you want, okay? We are throwing an Austin Music homecoming.
Hilarious.
Theoretically. I don't have the funds for that, nor the time. What's the theme? I need you to give me the homecoming theme. And what's the band lineup?
What?
Okay, those are the two, and then there's a third one, but I'm not going to blow your mind.
Well, it's got to be Under the Sea, because Under the Sea is the correct theme for every shitty high school dance.
Yes! Mine was Masquerade Ball.
I think ours was, like, Bad Magic. Like,
no!
Yeah, like, it was, like, there were magic hats, like, top hats with a rabbit and, like, shit like that. That was
just
like
some creepy guy who's just pulling spare change out of your ear. You're like, stop.
I would be surprised if my senior prom wasn't sponsored by Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, but which flavor? Like
blue. Yeah, just purple. Just didn't have any real. Also, like, I think if Austin had a prom, like, riddle me this. I'm not condoning in any way, shape, or form the unsafe usage of any drugs by any shape or form, but cocaine cowboy has to be, because it's not, that's an aesthetic. That's like glitter, rhinestone, and denim.
It is.
That's Dolly Parton. That's cocaine cowboy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want that as a prop.
I see. But how do you spell that out so that it gets past like the PTA or whatever?
Well, you can't use K's because that's three K's and that's absolutely not fucking acceptable. So we're not doing cocaine cowboy with K's, but maybe, ooh, cocaine with a Y, like Tanya Tucker, you know, like it sells. That sells.
Okay.
Y's are always safe.
Y's are always safe. K's, run. Y's, fine.
Whoa. Hey. Okay. Except I have a problem with Kim spelled K-Y-M. All right.
What's the problem with that, Kim?
That's not okay. There should be an I.
I'm a Becky with an I. So I feel you. Some people are like blasphemy, and I'm like, you can take your little trailer park ass name somewhere else. As I added a Joe to my middle name.
Okay.
Sorry, we derailed that. My bad.
We're either going Cocaine Cowboy or Under the Sea. Either way, I think we should combine them.
Under the Cocaine Cowboy.
There it is.
So you just got people sniffing lines.
And then come up. Yes.
Drowning. Okay. Everyone's drowning at prom.
Absolutely. We're going to have a big pool full of cocaine. So everyone's just going to jump.
And cannot be done. I cannot stress enough how much we do not condone this. But
it's a bad idea.
This cannot air on Austin Music TV.
No, this is the one episode. I've not even been close to cocaine before.
Me neither. I would explode. I think I would literally explode.
Like, explode.
Like 200 yards.
No. in this economy,
mom is very allergic to cocaine. Super allergic.
This is when we have like
every time he hears the word cocaine. Anyway, who's playing at the homecoming?
You were gonna say Pride. Who's playing at Pride?
I wish.
So is this? Well, can we just? I'll just say like the Spasmatics or something, because everyone will have a good time. Is that okay? Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. You could also have like an opening band.
Right. Joy Division and then the Spasmatics.
Like, and the genre flip of the century.
Wow. I think the Cocaine Cowboy fits. And then who would you crown king and queen?
Oh, wow. Of anyone that like just of all the people?
All the people that show up. And you know everyone's showing up.
King and queen. Wow. Well, you know what? I feel like my buddy down the road was like Mr. My High School, Mr. Klein Forest. So we'll just say my buddy Brandon and his wife. They can just be king and queen. They'll be happy about it. We're good.
Oh, they'll be so happy about it. I was prom queen.
Were you? I was not that popular. That's badass.
I went, I grew up in Vermont. So
why are you here? It seems better.
Tom, we don't have this podcast is only like an hour. Like we don't have enough time.
Kim's a Vermont 11. She left all that aside.
Yeah. And also I grew up in a cult. There's like a whole bunch of stuff there to unpack. Yeah, it's a lot.
I'm putting the guitars away.
Yeah. And that stuffed animal dog behind her has seen it all.
I do have a haunted doll in the corner. Anyway. I was prom queen. It was me or the moose. Okay, so. The
cult had a prom queen?
What?
The cult had a prom queen? That's so weird.
Seventh-day Adventists were allowed to go out of the house as long as they were wearing a dress.
It's just Miss Summer. That's fine.
They're like, at least she's wearing a dress and not those lesbian pants. At least it's fine.
Throw stones at her. Okay. Anyway, you got I forgot, I should have written down like where I got this information. Oh, I was listening to one of the podcasts that you were on. I can't remember. I did a lot of sleuthing. Anyway, okay. You got a clarinet from your wife.
Yeah.
And that was like a while ago.
Yeah.
I wanted to know which instrument is the most complicated. In your opinion,
that I own,
or and like that you own, that you've tried, that you've not want to be near because you've heard horror stories about.
Well, I hear like when you start playing French horn, you will shit your pants. Like the pressure is just so bad.
The fuck?
They actually have a warning sign on the French horn that says, "If you have IBS, please do not." Right.
So I think
can someone please confirm this in the comments?
Well, if you either have an aneurysm or you're gonna
an aneurysm? I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
The pressure, it's just so much, like because you know, a French horn, there's a lot of twisty turnies going on, and so to get the air through there the right way to make the right sound, it's pretty hardcore apparently. So I'm gonna go with French horn.
Wow,
I've never tried one because I have fears about.
I really hope that this was from like when you were 12 and you were like, I really want to play the French horn. And your parents were like, I don't want him.
It's $4,000. You're going to shoot your pants.
I heard that the French horn makes your dick fall off. Okay. Which is the most overrated instrument?
Oh, guitar by far. Guitar is for idiots.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like not enough people, I mean, a lot of people equate piano and drums as two hands doing separate things at once, but I don't think enough people like give credit to people on stringed instruments who are quite literally doing two-handed motions at once. That's still hard.
Every meathead on the planet plays guitar. I mean, how many white guys have you had playing guitar on your show?
Oh, honey, if we had 205 episodes, I guarantee got 200 of them.
Yeah. We're all the same. It's just...
I love you all. As a white girl with a podcast, I'm not exactly a stereotype calling out a stereotype, but
yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're not. We ain't different. Here.
It's so true. It's so true. And although, I was like,
thinking more overrated, as in like the same thing of just like everybody you know is like, "Oh, do you play an instrument?" Yeah. I'm like, is it guitar?
Yeah.
Like,
here's Wonderwall. Exactly.
Here's Wonderwall. All the time. Okay, but now, what's the underrated instrument?
Underrated instrument. I mean, I'm a little bit infatuated with that clarinet. I wish I actually knew how to play it. I can get sounds out of it and like actually track things. So the clarinet is on the albums.
Yes.
Like, which is rad. I'm into it. Amanda got me a theremin for Christmas, which is...
See, that's the kind of instrument I would think would make you shit your pants. That's some witchy shit.
It's weird. It's really odd.
It's and, a wee nothing, right?
But it feels like a total crapshoot. But I mean, apparently you can learn how to... You just kind of don't know what you're going to get. You're going to turn it on and like just kind of get close to it. Like put your elbow, right? You know what I mean? but there are people that can actually play it. Like there are people, if I YouTube.
Witches
can play Bach on like the theremin. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I've been to a witch market or a Renaissance fair and seen a witch do that. But yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to point out that Chris has been dead silent the entirety of this interview, with the exception of telling us this is never going to air on Austin Media TV. But I did my theremin impersonation and he just goes, wow.
Put it on your resume is what he's saying.
But I mean, how do you sell your theremin? Can you like describe your theremin playing on like a resume? It's just like bitchin' theremin.
Because you don't know what's good or not. Yeah. Nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Wow. What a road we just went down. I just want to follow up before I play this mini game that I did, because I like these mini games. This is from the game that I did, Hot, Cold, and Neutral. Mm-hmm. And you said that for true crime that you're hot on it. And since that was like a year ago, I wanted to see like kind of what you've been watching or listening to lately. Because you did the Hotel Cecil, right? That was the one.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about that. That was wild. I feel like I've almost taken a year off of TV. Like I just have not been that interested in much of anything. Is that depression?
Wrong show to ask that question on.
I'm just not that into TV, and so we've gone back, and my wife loves The Office. I also love The Office, and so they've got like extended fan episodes on whatever the hell it's streaming on right now.
Peacock, I think.
Yes, thank you. So I was listening to this. Do you guys listen to Smartless, that podcast with Jason Bateman and all of that?
Oh yes.
Hilarious. And so they spent 10 minutes. I'm going to redo a bit from a podcast on a podcast.
Please.
Yes.
Let's take that white guy guitar just like right up here. Bring it.
They spent 10 minutes doing like bad promos for Peacock. And it was like, now streaming on the cock, like over and over again. It was like, who thought this was a good idea to name it? And streaming on the cock. Anyway.
Bad idea.
So good.
Truly.
So yeah, bad.
Great. They don't need my help. But Jason Bateman's fine. But it's wonderful. It's so funny. So I've listened to that, actually, to answer
your question. Cool day.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with crime, but it's true.
It's true.
Yeah? Okay. So you had a picture. Oh, no. You had a one of your songs, I think, playing with that scene from, the Thunder movie. What is it called?
Nick Cage movie?
Oh, no.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. Thank you.
Yes.
and Tom Cruise in his fat suit doing that weird, that dance. And you just put Tom Cruise is weird, which is so true. It's so funny. So I wanted to see of these things, what you think is weird or wild. And when I mean weird, like, no, thanks. Like, I'm not into that. Or like, yeah, that's pretty. Mm-mm. And wild as in, yeah, into it. Give it.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Olives.
What's the middle ground? I mean,
there is no middle ground.
No.
I'm going to go.
No.
Wild?
Becky Jo says weird.
No, I just said no.
She said no.
The answer is no.
It just depends on if I'm in the mood for a briny delight.
I want to forever unhear that.
I like that, and I want it on a shirt. Okay. Calling rather than texting.
I'm more into it these days than I was, but certain people, I tend to keep a pretty tight little circle.
Yeah.
So I know who's going to call and who's going to text. And so getting a phone call from like one of your buds and not knowing where it's going to go is kind of nice. And it's like a throwback. It feels nostalgic in a weird way.
I much rather call than text because I just feel so, like such an old person texting, and also my ADHD, I just sit there and I'm hyperfixated on it. And then I overthink about it. And then I'm just like, you know what? I just want words to spew out of my mouth and then I'll regret it later. So I'm going to call you.
But certain relationships go different directions. And like, I have people that I text with constantly, but it does just turn into like a gift competition or whatever.
Most of the time.
Yeah. That's some random person. I just got their phone number because like we go to the same, this is not a situation. I don't know why the fuck I'm pretending I go to the gym. Like we go to the same gym or something. And like, she seems nice. She just calls me 30 minutes after I get her number at the bar to do, hey, this is Jill.
What?
Okay, Jill, I don't know why you're calling me. Just text me. See, there are certain things. It's contextually very weird in a lot of ways. Like if someone just like randomly calls you.
It's aggressive.
Or you're picking up HEB curbside. You're like 8091. You wait in your parking lot and then the person just calls you back like, hey, are you in 8091? And you're like, yeah, HEB. And they're like, you know, we're out of some of the stuff you want. And they're like, yeah, I know. I got your text. Like, okay, we'll be there in a second.
You want a more terrible version?
There are certain things. That's how I treat every person who calls me. I'm like, I did something wrong. I terrifying. No.
I always treat it like someone died.
Yeah.
Like someone calls me, I'm just, and it hasn't called me for a while. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Who's gone?
Every call is a Lassie red flag. Who's in the well? Every call.
Is this a drill? Shia LaBeouf.
I mean that motivational video thing is hilarious. The do it one or whatever the hell, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Where he's just got like a green screen behind him and
my God, yes.
That shit's hilarious. I'm gonna go wild, but I don't want to watch Holes or whatever.
Hey. Classic.
This is arguably one of the last good ones.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I don't know why.
So rude. In my brain. You came in hot with it like you actually had an argument. Like, I was like, why do you hate Holes? Who hurt you?
Holes was fine. He went full mental disability in a Disney Channel original movie once, and nobody seems to think that was a problem. He literally went, like, I think he was supposed to be playing somebody with like Down syndrome. It's incredibly offensive. I don't recommend it.
Did you guys watch? Was he in that Peanut Butter Falcon movie?
Yes. I haven't seen great. It. That's what I heard.
It's so good. Becky Jo, have you seen that?
I did.
Where are you
I
at?
Did appreciate that. But I thought his co-star was a better performance. I was like, this performance is so much better on their end.
I enjoy it. Man, maybe I'm dumb. Sorry.
No.
Kim's like, this is your fault that I haven't seen this movie.
It's these are also opinions.
Your fault.
Like Peanut Butter Falcon? Fuck this guy.
Oh my god, I fucking I love Shia LaBeouf. Okay, two more. Kids TV shows like today, because would assume, do your kids watch TV? Well, you don't really watch TV.
I mean, I see it. I see it. They got way into like, there's a Disney Channel show called The Thundermans.
Oh yes, I'm familiar.
A family superhero thing, and that's,
yeah,
that's less offensive to me than what it could be. But like the Disney acting is so intense,
atrocious. So do you think that it's which era, like the 90s era TV or like today for kid shows? Which one do you think is more educational? I would say.
I'm a terrible parent.
More educational. Ren and Stimpy was no more educational.
Not educational. Yeah, they're not. But like, you know, less rotting your brain, I guess.
I mean, it distracts them, which helps me. So I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a friend at work who has a dad blog.
Way too much.
What, a dad blog?
Blog, a whole blog about being a dad? That, I mean, just keep that to yourself.
To your damn self.
I think it's called Are You There, Dad Bod? It's me, Margaret. Are You There, God?
Right now.
yeah, it's pretty good. But there were certain cartoons that his son watches, and then he's like, Caillou?
Mm-mm. No.
That shit is terrible.
Canceled.
It's awful.
If that's on the table,
yeah. So
wait, is my son likes Phineas and Ferb?
That's there fine. There are some real fans at summer camp who love Phineas and Ferb and like yell at me for not watching it.
And I'll get like pieces of it, and I'm like, these songs are pretty good. Who did all of these songs? They're kind of awesome.
And it's like Ben Folds. She's like, what?
If it was, I would be Phineas and Ferb all day. Just,
it's weird. Ben Folds is like oddly aware of how normcore he is, because every time he appears in some sort of media, he appears as himself, as this like very self-aware. It's bizarre. Look up how many times he has appeared as himself on IMDb. It is shocking.
I am essentially sitting in front of a shrine to Ben Folds. I don't know if you know that about me. Ben Folds is my, he's my guiding light. It's ridiculous.
He was your gynecologist. I was like, Tom, that is not okay.
Sign me up.
It is totally okay if you're into him.
Qualified for that.
I know. If you're both consenting.
Mom, you don't have a vagina. I'm like, I'm here anyway.
You don't have a doctorate, but here we are.
You shouldn't be seeing patients, Ben.
You shouldn't be seeing patients, especially when you're a gynecologist and I don't have a vagina.
Every patient just leaves. Ben. They're like, all he did was bring out a guitar. Do you know how scary it is when a white guy pulls out a guitar? Can go one of two ways.
There's a lot of usually bad running back and yeah, people are either going or coming. It's a lot.
But it's no, usually bad. I mean, so much Ben Folds crap in this room. It's not even funny.
Ben Folds.
Also, amen. I don't know if you, while sleuthing, I got a message from Ben Folds. Like, I won some stupid Instagram giveaway. And so I got like a 30-second voicemail from Ben Folds, and I've been a huge Ben Folds fan since I was a freshman in high school. I went to like a Ben Folds 5 concert in 97 or whatever it was.
Yes.
And so he's the most important music thing to me. And so like I got this voicemail and I've listened to it 50,000 times. It's
insane. Yeah. Yeah. Did he say anything encouraging in it?
Dude, go listen to it, because I mean, I want you to go listen to it and then call me and be like,
okay.
Yeah. Girl, heard the voicemail.
I'm gonna leave you a voicemail. Like, I'm gonna impersonating read Ben Folds one, but then I'm gonna call back and then I'm gonna give you a different speech, like how I feel like Ben should have done it.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm waiting.
Okay, I'll forget about it immediately. I've already forgotten.
Me too.
Kimberly.
No, it's just how my brain works. I'm broken. Someone send tacos. This is a great time to go to two songs when I said tacos. So on that note, please visit the ticker below and donate.
And thank you.
Love you.
This is that song, Colored Light, with the picture from my homecoming. So thanks for bringing back all those wonderful memories. Caught up in the sun and burnt my eyes. Trying to get this prison to break just right. Getting in the way, the glass won't bite. But I want to paint the walls with colored light. Give us a flood with colored light. These three songs are all off of this new album. I've got an album coming out on Friday, the 3rd. So these three are all on it. And I hope you'll go stream it or whatever, or don't. It's fine. She speaks with two. For you. sheets through. There's a silence fogging you out. Trench, and there's no chance getting across or through. But with a smile, save ourselves a little skin.
Well, it's shit, like, I just kicked my notebook across the room.
I'm super excited about that kazoo.
Honestly, Kim's in kids camp right now. My reality 2 years ago during kids camp every year, my coworker teaches the kids Eye of the Tiger on kazoo.
Oh, whoa.
And it is the bringer of the house down ending. They come out like they're the London Philharmonic, and then they just like... And it is so funny, but the week where we're practicing the kazoo with 48 to 12 year olds, I like to call it American Horror Story kazoo. It is not, we have to literally confiscate them and put them in plastic baggies and keep them away from them because you cannot trust 8 to 12 year olds with a damn kazoo. Thank you, air conditioning unit, for stop having a poor person breakdown. Sorry if y'all can hear that. That's me being broke. Today we're playing a little word association game. Last time I asked, I quizzed you on famous Pauls. This time, as an example, inspired by last week's legendary All-Stars RuPaul's Drag Race episode, where they asked people to make combination names on a runway. For example, if I said, I'm going to give you two words or two terminologies, maybe two hints, if you will. And then you're going to have to tell me the combination name. For example, Grease and the movie Pink Flamingos. That would be Olivia Newton-John Waters.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so screwed.
We're going on a journey, kids.
All right.
Oh, and the last one's just specifically for us. I hope we get there. I'm very excited. Okay. Aerosmith and Madea.
Oh, God, I feel so dumb right now. Even Tyler Perry.
Perfect. Oh, nailed yeah. it. Nailed it. Okay. Piano Man, Jesus Man. I say Jesus in quotes, to be honest.
I'm Billy Joel, and I got nothing. Who's the dude in the movie with the Jesus?
Well, if I say like guy with big church that did not let hurricane survivors in it, does that help?
Oh, Olstein, Joel Olstein.
Yeah, Billy Joel Olstein.
Trash. Trash human.
Yeah, absolute basura. WAP and Golden Girls.
What in Golden Girls?
WAP. Like WAP.
Like.
Oh, shit.
The WAP.
Megan Thee Stallion, right?
The other person on that track, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I got nothing.
Kim, I think you can get there.
Oh, hell no.
Cardi B. Arthur.
Oh.
That's funny.
Evie Oddly did that this week. They came out in, as Cardi B Arthur and looked like B Arthur and then ripped the wig off and then ripped the top of the coat off. And it was just like titties and ass. It was
brilliant. I would totally watch like prime B Arthur twerk or whatever. That'd be cool.
100. I would watch B Arthur twerk now.
Is she still with us?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I stand by what I said. What I said.
Did I?
Da-da. Ooh, okay. Your band and the movie Sideways.
You talking Paul Giamatti?
Yeah. Bama. Nice.
Yeah.
Was that Brandon Callie's Giamatti? Was like,
I know. I really tried to get Brandon in there. I didn't know. I couldn't find like a cat. I couldn't find like, I thought like maybe like California, but it was just too, and no one's last name is Brandon. So I couldn't do it. Your friend Don and a Mario pun.
Hot Don Denim. We call him Hot Don. I got nothing.
I like Hot Don Denim.
Well, his name is Hot Don Denim. No, his name is Don Denim, but I was going Don Denim. Like bad Mario pun.
Yeah.
Like what kind of pants does Mario? I'm canceling myself for that Don one. Denim. This one's fun. Too much sugar and the stealer of teeth.
What?
My dog just sneezed. I don't know if y'all can. Too much sugar and the stealer of teeth.
So.
Can't go. I have
the no stealer proof. Of teeth is the tooth fairy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So too much sugar.
So what happens when you have too much sugar, when you eat too is much sugar?
A doctor.
Have any tooth fairy?
It's the gold tooth fairy.
Oh, okay. But and, now I'm going to tell my
Miss Shea Coulee did it last week on RuPaul and it was incredible. The gold tooth fairy. I thought that was absolutely amazing. We have one. Oh, the final one, which I'm the most excited about. Okay. Mercy Potato.
Mercy Potato.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just want to say baby spud.
Baby spud. No.
Baby spud.
I feel so dumb right now.
I just said baby spud, and that was my final answer. So
because my dog, her nickname is Mercy, and I call her the Bat Pig. And you use hashtag potato is a dumb dog name. So I thought, and you also call your dog the pig shark. I thought Bat Pig Shark.
I get it. His name is Potato. My children named our dog Potato.
If he looks like a potato, he's perfect.
Yeah.
Potato. That's potato. A good name.
I met a dog named Dumpling the other day.
Nice.
And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I would fight a world war for Dumpling. And we hung out for all of 30 seconds. I would do anything for that dog.
I haven't even met Dumpling, and I would definitely throw some elbows.
Lay down your arms. Okay.
I love soulmates. Like when you encounter a dog and you know that dog is perfect and you're just like, you're part of me.
Pippa is not my dog, but if my roommate, we've talked about this, her parents also love Pippa, but for my roommate goes down, Pippa's mine.
Yeah, fully. And if she ends up disappeared, we know what happened, Kim.
If she ends up unalived, we know.
Listen, we already have our suspect lists. That's what we do as best friends, okay? You have to have your suspect list and leave it. So if you were to go missing,
right.
I know who to go knock on like the door first.
Mine's just a list of people I've slept with. Bad. All right, well, that is the end of my name game association game.
Yes.
We're going to hear one more song from Neutral on Paul. We're going to ask you one more time to please refer to the tickers below and the links in the comments. There's a couple of fundraisers where you can help support the survivors and the victims' families of the Uvalde tragedy this earlier in this week. Also, please register to vote. It's coming up. About 87% of the United States believes in common sense gun laws, and there's about 50 people in the way, and we are about this close to making serious decisions to keep those people out of there. So please consider that while you are, you know, I don't know, going about your day tomorrow. Go on and register to vote. Tell your friends to vote. Get mad about it. It's fun to yell on Twitter. We all do it. And we're going to hear one more song from Neutral on Paul. And after that, we're going to record a cute little Patreon exclusive. So if you want to see that, you're going to have to go to CIMP.live and subscribe to our monthly subscription on Patreon. It is very cheap and very fun. We have tons of content for you. Well over 200 episodes of this straight up show, as well as tons of Patreon exclusive contents. I just choked on my tongue. Ignore me. Okay. And we'll be back with next. Wait, who do we have next week, Chris? Brian Wolf, our good old friend, Brian Wolf. God bless it. Brian might as well be like a co-host at this point. He's been on the show so many times. So we'll look forward to seeing Brian next week. Tune in that time. Come see us at CMP to live. Tom, where can people follow and like your stuff and support you? Where your websites?
Yeah, everything's, I've got neutralonpaul.com exists and it's a thing. I don't know when it was last updated. I like Instagram more than the others, I think. Facebook is terrible. So just at neutralonpaul, just kind of on everything, I guess.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm taking a full migration away from all the things and just doing Instagram and that's it. I don't know.
Pretty much.
Why not?
Tell me later. That's a good idea.
Yes, he's a caller. So everybody, here's his phone number. We're gonna put it up at the bottom of the screen. Everyone just
down by the ticker there. It's on the ticker just at the bottom. Yeah.
And socials, mother's maiden name and the name of all of his children. There you go. That's how we're gonna get no, here's one more song from Neutral on Paul. Please enjoy the rest of this. We'll see you for the Patreon exclusive afterwards. Hopefully. Enjoy.
It's a new one. It's called Patron Saint of Mediocrity. So it's not on the album that's coming out in a few days, but someday. Filling in the holes in front of me with all loose dirt, twigs and leaves. Down somehow eventually, but for now we got to bleed. Little scuff upon the surface made it worse with a bull breeze, leaning in and taking on too much. Patron saint of mediocrity, I'll be around. I'm just too tired to slug it out. I am here and you are there. There is so much in between. So much in between. Canceled plans are the best ones, but promise broke lives somewhere else. I'm good with grace if you're throwing it around. I'll catch you while I'm on your shelf. In between. There is so much in between. That's what we got.
I was trying to make sure my dog still stayed in the same place because she was being really cute.
She came up here to snuggle and listen to your music, and now she's pretending she don't know nobody.
That's what I got.
It's okay, Murph. And Jason, I know you wanted to say hello to Paul. You saw Neutral on Paul. You saw them last time, remember? I when I was rewatching the interview today, I realized like Mercy comes up and bugs me during a lot of interviews, but like she bugged me all the time during that last interview. So she must have been a big fan. Thank you again so much for coming and being on our show a second time. We can't wait to have you on again.
It was so nice to meet you officially.
No,
it's a blast. You guys are so much fun.
Tell everybody.
And specifically, tell everybody and tell them to subscribe to CIMP.live. Please, please, please. It would be awesome. And you can follow us on YouTube, Twitch, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Chris, where else? Facebook, YouTube.
That sounds good.
And Twitch. Why? There's so many. Sorry. But thanks again for joining us. We're going to record some super exclusive secret Patreon content. We're going to end this live stream here. We'll see you next week with Brian Wolf. Thank you so much again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Love you.
Okay. Head over to musicfirsthand.live to watch additional episodes, grab some merch, and more. Remember to give the podcast a 5-star rating. Every rating helps these artists get discovered by new fans. Thank you for listening. See you next time.